The trains will replace older models currently running on the Milwaukee to Chicago rail line. They'll be built and maintained in Wisconsin, which could create as many as 80 jobs. Governor Jim Doyle's administration reached the no-bid agreement with the company Talgo after Doyle visited Spain on a trade mission paid for by the Spanish government. Republicans called it a sweetheart deal during a meeting in the legislature's Finance Committee. Rip and GOP Senator Luther Olson criticized the Department of Transportation for not getting competitive bids on these trains.
Perception is reality, and this thing is perceived that it was an inside deal, and it wasn't fair, and we don't know, and none of us will ever know if we approve this, that Wisconsin got a good deal or got hosed in this thing.
But Transportation Secretary Frank Bisalacci told legislators there's nothing in state law that required a competitive bidding process in this case. Even so, he says the state did ask other companies to submit detailed proposals to the state, and Talgo was the only one that did.
I've been around this train stuff now for over 5 years. I chair a national committee on this, and I get around the country. And the only company that has really taken our state serious was Talgo.
Other lawmakers from both parties complained that it wasn't so much the product that bothered them in this deal, but the secretive process under which this contract was reached. Ultimately, the money was approved on a party-line vote, with Democrats backing the governor. The move will cost the state around $3 million a year in interest payments. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.